This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Cuba has accused the United States of trying to destabilize their country. The government there says a recent ruling that makes it easier for U.S. companies to provide internet services in Cuba is actually a threat to Cuban leadership. We're joined now by the BBC's Michael Voss, who's been watching this story, and he joins us from Havana, Cuba. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Celeste. Welcome to Cuba.
Well, thank you. So tell me, how does the Cuban government say the United States is actually destabilizing their government by providing internet service?
Well, this is just one bit of the internet. I think it's as much a reflection of the fact that relations between Cuba and the United States are probably at their lowest point since Barack Obama became president and talked about a need for a new policy towards Cuba. What's happened is the United States said that it will lift restrictions, lift sanctions, if you like, certain parts of the internet, in particular the online communications tools, things like Microsoft Messenger, Google Talk, YouTube. I mean, if you're in Cuba and you're a Cuban and you're one of the few Cubans who has access to the internet, you may be able to go on Google Mail, but you won't be able to use Google Talk and you won't be able to use Microsoft Messenger. These sites are blocked from the United States because companies like Microsoft don't want to break the U.S. trade embargo. What the Cubans are saying are, A, this is just tinkering around the edges, get rid of the whole trade embargo, but B, that these are simply things that may encourage, may help anti-Castro Cubans on the island communicate with those in Miami and help spread subversion. I mean, it's really a bit of sour grapes as much as anything. To read you the quote from the foreign ministry official who said this, clearly the objective of lifting these restrictions is these service tools is to work as the tools of subversion and destabilization.
Yeah, he said the United States clearly stated its objective that way. Is the Cuban government possibly afraid of the same kind of thing going on in Iran, where activists and protesters are using social networking to get their message out around the world?
I mean, I think there is a degree of that. But, you don't have the degree of internet penetration here that you do in Iran. Cuba has probably the lowest internet usage in the Western Hemisphere. Again, the Cubans will say this is partly the fault of the United States trade embargo. The huge undersea fiber optic cables that run quite near the coast of Cuba, the authorities here have never been allowed to plug into. So if you want to go online in Cuba, you have to use satellite internet, and it's very limited bandwidth, it's very slow, and it's very expensive. And the Cubans have used that as an excuse for ordinary people not to be allowed to have internet at home. You can have it perhaps in government workplaces and hospitals and universities, but no one in Cuba, or very, very few people, have internet connections at home.
And meanwhile, one of the other reasons why the United States and Cuba isn't getting along, the American government contractor Alan Gross remains in jail.
Yes, he does. Now, he was arrested. We understand that he was giving away satellite uplink communication equipment, the sort of HughesNet type of thing where a two-way process, you can not only sort of download internet, you can upload as well. This equipment is illegal in Cuba. And my understanding...
BBC's Michael Voss joined us from Havana, Cuba.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.